Okay, so a growing employee trend creating a growing conflict that neither the worker nor the employer really thought about until recently, that would be using your own gadgets for work.
Oh.
Okay. Now, there's a little of that going around.
I do a little of that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I do a lot of that.
Yeah.
The world's gone mobile.
Uh-huh.
People carrying their smartphones or tablets or whatever they use with them on weekends or nights, which allows them to, among other things, stay in touch with work. That's a big reason many companies encourage this bring-your-own-device trend, BYOD, according to the San Jose Mercury News. The flip side, though, is security, because hackers can hack into somebody's personal gadget that isn't protected very well. Thus, maybe some information concerning the business that would be on your device that a hacker could get to. So, and, you know, I there are probably any number of policies from one side to the other to somewhere in between. I think it's clear most workers would prefer to use their own devices, especially the younger they are. But by doing that, again, is there security that will allow you to protect whatever's in there that might be work-related from somebody who wants to steal it?
I mean, if you're in a business that has trade secrets or you have sensitive information, then it would seem to me that it's worth the company's investment to give you a device for their purposes and say, look, this is for work only.
Mm-hmm. ZDNet, according to them, nearly three-quarters of companies surveyed now have a bring-your-own-device policy in place. Of course, ZDNet going to be talking to probably some people who are more centered in that kind of a business. The infographic breakdown of the devices entering the marketplace, who and how this bring your own devices is doing, was practiced last year. You'd find a checklist of some of the information having to do with younger people, again, wanting to bring their own device. Pregnant lady in England has developed a bizarre craving for eating newspapers.
Yikes.
Oh.
Newspapers.
Oh, like a goat.
Ann Curran. 35-year-old Ann Curran prefers the flavor of her local newspaper.
I love her on the Today Show. I'm sad to hear that she's eating newspapers.
The Dundee Evening Telegraph, she says it's the only newspaper with the proper flavor, her words. She said, if you shredded up lots of different papers, I would know exactly which one is the Evening Telegraph.
Does she shred or does she just yank and tear and chew?
Not sure. Put milk, bourbon? I mean, what does she do with this?
Well, if she's pregnant, hopefully she's not using bourbon.
Yeah. Again, the newsprint would be enough. The woman even carries around scraps of the newspaper in her purse to snack on while shopping.
Does she say if she's lost weight as a result?
I think it's just the oddness of the whole thing.
Do the bunnies have more flavor? I mean, you know, because they're colored.
They go down easier.
Yeah, right.
In Minneapolis,
the opinion page is hard to swallow sometimes.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, thank you. Good. Yeah. In Minneapolis, a simple $12 car wash has turned into a seven-figure lawsuit. Amy Johnson purchased the $12 car wash certificate back in November, okay?
Yeah.
But she didn't use it within the 30 days, and it expired.
Expired?
Well, that happens. That's very common.
Sure.
I mean, if you buy a car wash at, you know, one of the local gasatoriums, it also offers a washatorium, a washery.
Yep.
You know, you have 30 days to use your code.
And so, of course, Amy,
what'd she do? She kick up a fuss?
Living in Minneapolis, was able to find an attorney who said, oh, look, the gas station's owned by BP. Let's go after them. So she filed a $5 million class action suit on behalf of herself and other Minnesotans who have been victims. They're victims of the 30-day expiration deal. Really? I mean, come on.
And this could go down as one of those that it's cheaper for BP to just cave and settle as opposed to fighting it.
Look, lady, I'll give you a free car wash a week for the rest of your life. Yeah, just go away and be quiet.
I'd rather have the cash value of that, and if I'm supposed to live for another 75 years,
then I'll be happy.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Do you have an unusual or difficult tax issue or existing problems with the IRS? BCS Tax Group is a locally owned and independent tax firm serving the Brazos Valley since 1994. We have enrolled agents on staff who are uniquely qualified to prepare your return and who are federally licensed tax specialists empowered to represent you before all levels of the Internal Revenue Service. Call 680-1099. Visit our office at 310 University Drive East or click bcstaxgroup.com. BCS Tax Group, voted best tax service in the Eagles Reader's Choice Awards for 2011.
At Toyota, we care about your car now and down the road. That's why we give you Toyota Care, standard on every new Toyota. You can drive with the peace of mind knowing your scheduled maintenance with 24-hour roadside assistance is complimentary for the first 2 years or 25,000 miles. You're covered for engine oil and filter changes, tire rotations, and more. Caring for your car. Toyota Care. Covers normal factory scheduled service. Plan is 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. The new Toyota vehicle cannot be part of a rental or commercial fleet or a livery or taxi vehicle. See participating dealer for complete plan coverage details. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Guy in Leechburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, no kidding. Gotta hate that for a name.
Wouldn't you love to be work the chamber there?
Chamber, that one.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Leechburg Click.
Yeah. Maybe there's a family named Leech who started the town. Yeah. See, it's our perception.
Yeah, we're thinking, parasitic worms.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's it, the Leechburg worm. Worms win another. They sucked out the victory.
That's right. Yeah. They bled them dry.
So a guy in Leechburg, Pennsylvania, read about a robbery and recognized the thief.
He read about a wobbly,
and he realized he was the thief.
He was the thief.
Yep. Timothy Beer claims to suffer from split personality disorder. When he realized that one of the other personas that he had actually robbed the local restaurant, he turned himself in. No word on whether or not the Good Samaritan personality.
Once again, wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall for that exchange?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you do that, pal? Oh, wow. No, I can't believe I did that. Did you do that? Wow.
Really? That's where you went with that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fine.
How else would we be a fly on the wall?
I don't know, but I didn't know they'd be fighting with each other. I mean,
wouldn't think it'd be a good thing.
Is he a lawyer? Can he defend himself?
Stars who have never hosted Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Oh, okay.
From Us Weekly.
Golly, who could that be?
Well, there's some names there. Yeah. Will Smith has never done that.
Uh-huh.
Tom Cruise has never done that.
Well, that's because he's crazy.
Yeah, Johnny Depp has never done that.
Really? Johnny Depp never has.
Brad Pitt has never done that. Well. And this one would be interesting. Al Pacino.
Uh-huh.
Al Pacino doing
it. Well, you know, neither is Al Jolson.
Al doesn't do a lot.
Or Al Hurt. Or Al Michaels.
That's right. I mean,
Al Pacino hasn't done a lot of comedy. I think he did Author, which was kind of a comedy.
That was Dudley Moore.
Author.
Arthur.
Yeah, Arthur.
Arthur. Never mind.
Yeah, Arthur.
Okay.
Arthur.
Yeah. Okay. So, but nonetheless,
I'm just going to go back to my corner.
Okay. Middle-aged people.
Like a butterfly.
Middle-aged people who walk slowly, maybe showing.
Here, sir. I'm on my way in, Scott. I'll be there by the end of the show. Okay.
I got there on time. I just couldn't get to the studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Middle-aged people who walk slowly may be showing early signs of dementia. I'm sorry. I mean, I just had to go there.
So, okay.
Anyway.
What? Okay, Trey, go on to the next one.
And a weak...
Steve?
A weak grip in middle age could also be an indicator of a stroke. It's from Boston Medical Center.
Nice news.
Just want to let you know. But, you know, also...
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
Yeah.
There's something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Yeah. Now, he went on to say about cars. He said, when I was a teenager, you could show me the square foot of any car, and I could tell you what the make and model.
What the make
the
and
square
model.
Foot?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Square foot.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's the middle of the door. What kind is?
Yeah. Really.
I'm just saying. I'm just.
Oh, that's a Plymouth Fury right there.
Just saying.
I know what he's saying.
Sure.
You know, back then you could tell what a car was by just looking.
I don't know
at
that
it.
Anyone knows what he's saying. I mean,
trees are the right height.
Trees are the right height. He loves the little lakes.
Yeah, the little lakes.
The little lakes.
The parts.
In the parts.
In the parts. Yeah, parts is parts. All right. Another day, another couple of reality shows in the works. Teen Weddings follows several teen couples who are getting ready to tie the knot.
Oh.
That ought to be good. Thrift Wars will feature people who go from thrift stores to flea markets to estate sales in search of bargains. People will compete to see who can make the most money on the show.
Why not just call it garage sales?
I don't know. Well, because that sounds more engaging than garage sales, I guess. Well, why don't they do one called Early Birds? People who only go to garage sales before they start.
On Friday morning.
Yeah.
Can I have a look around?
Right. Yeah. Y'all open yet?
Yeah, we open it. We open at 7:30, ma'am. It's 6:15. Why are you here? I'll go ahead and just buy these right here. You don't have to take them out of the box.
That's right.
My, oh my. Okay, folks, here's Sterling Auto Group's top three reasons you know it's time to trade in your old car. Here we go. Number three, hitchhikers turn you down for a ride. Number two, your dog is too ashamed to stick his head out the window. And the number one reason to trade in your old car.
Cause Sterling Auto Group will give you $8,000 off with any trade. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. So bring any trade to Sterling Auto Group and get an $8,000 discount off any select new car or truck in stock. So you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit on select vehicles. All incentives to dealer.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
It is here. It is upon us. It is time. Time to announce the grand opening of the Pool Store by the Pool Guy. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to the new HEB, the Pool Store's open 7 days a week and late in the evening. The Pool Store has the best pricing on chemicals in the Brazos Valley, like 25 pounds of chlorine tablets for only $60 and 4 gallons of acid just $14.50. It's the newest and best retail store for swimming pool and spa supplies. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Forget soccer. Forget football. A new sport allows opponents to zap each other with tasers. That's right.
I'm the equalizer.
Ultimate.
I got the taser, so I'm going to be there. You're going to get it.
Yeah, Ultimate Taser Ball allows players to blast each other with 300,000-volt stun guns. The resulting muscle spasm causes players to fall down or drop the ball. The game is relatively new, in case you didn't know.
Yeah. Sounds
already
like
there are four teams. The L.A. Nightlight, the Philadelphia Kilowatts, the San Diego Spartans, and the Toronto Terror. There you go.
I'm already a Toronto fan.
UTB Live. They have this giant ball. It's like it's like a gigantic soccer ball. It's about 10 times the size of a soccer ball.
Good night.
Yeah, and I don't think they tase each other a lot. Apparently, tasing is just an option, but... Anyway, there
I'd be a tasing son of a gun.
Yeah.
Well, tasing again, machine, man.
A tasing
right.
machine. It's an indoor sport, and I don't know how you score, but, I mean, if you want to go in and have a look at it, it's called UTB.
There you go.
Ultimate taser ball. Wearing headphones so others around you don't have to hear your music is a thoughtful gesture.
Sure.
But wearing headphones while walking down the street can be a little bit of a distraction, according to findings published in the journal Injury Prevention.
Now, there's a pleasant reading.
By the way, the edges are very soft. No paper cuts.
That's right.
In the past 6 years, the number of people who have been killed or seriously injured because they were wearing headphones and were unaware of their surroundings has tripled. The number's gone from 16 to 47.
Ah.
Okay. Once again...
What, 47 people?
47 people have died.
Yeah. Where?
Don't know. One drawback, it says here, it relies heavily on media reports. And, of course, you know we're the media. We lie and we make stuff up.
Because if we're talking 47 nationwide or worldwide,
yeah.
I'd say there are more pressing issues.
Well, I would, too. What, and again, this falls within the Darwin Awards as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put on headphones and drive or walk around vehicles and be unaware of your surroundings, you may get what you're asking for. Just may get it. 68% of the victims were male.
Yeah.
That's probably not a shock. 67% were under 30 years of age. So there you are. Just saying, if you fit within the category, it may be a problem. People collect all sorts of unusual things like baseball cards and bottle caps and vacuum cleaners. Vacuum cleaners. 32-year-old James Brown, the one who's still alive, from England, is obsessed with vacuums. So far, he has spent about $80,000 buying them to use and displaying them around. Displaying them around his house?
Hmm. Really?
Did you, I mean, do they put in track lighting so you could have, you know, a little
he invites friends
right
over.
Here. Yeah, a little spotlight right there. Everything right there, yeah. Everything about
this
them.
This week we'll be spotlighting Bissell.
Yeah. Everything about them appeals to me, says 32-year-old.
Everything?
James Brad.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Really? Everything?
Everything, huh? Including the noise?
Not
what about
sure.
the smell?
Yeah. Hoping he doesn't live in his mom's house. Hope he's got a little abode of his own where he can.
Abode of his own.
Yeah. Yeah. On this date in history.
I love this part.
1819, Spain sold Florida to the U.S. for $5 million. Damn, they'd have all those old people now if we hadn't
That's
done
right.
that. It'd be their problem.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, right? 1956.
Say hobble America.
Yeah, excuse me. 1856, the Republican Party opened its first national meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Bob Dole was there.
That's right.
Yeah, he was. Uh-huh.
So was John McCain.
Yeah, yep, John McCain.
Yep. He didn't know he was there.
That's right. 1889, President Grover Cleveland signed a bill admitting four states.
Which
four
ones?
Four states. North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Washington. Just that right over there.
They all agreed to vote for him in non-consecutive elections.
Yeah, 1989, that's right. In 1959, Lee Petty won the first Daytona 500.
How'd that Petty family work out racing?
Yeah, it seemed like it done okay. All right. You got about 45 seconds.
We're getting closer to finding out who the semifinalists on American Idol will be.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.